Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how does auction companies work for heavy equipment and what do they charge? Again, this episode has been sponsored by me. If you're looking for good, used, quality equipment, then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com, which is a forward link. That will pass you on to our other website, which is startractor.com. All right, here we go on the podcast. When you do not need the service of heavy equipment, you got to get rid of them. There is no point in keeping the machines with you and see them getting rusted during the different seasons. Now there is a smarter way to get rid of heavy equipment, and that is selling them in auctions. So while you put them up for auction, you generally give them a minimum price to start and take, and it takes up from there. You know, basically, you know, they kind of come up with the price and, you know, go from there, you know, depending on what auction you go to. People will place the bid on the item, and the guy or gal with the highest bid will eventually become the new owner of that machine. It is no big deal to locate a company that's is into heavy equipment through auctions. In fact, you will come across many companies that see the business with a huge potential and with larger margins for profit. So finding a company who can help you go away with your old equipment is no problem. Next, get all your machines at one place. Auction of heavy equipment is more like an exhibit. It is not just for machines that will be slated to get to the auction on a particular day, but heavy equipment belonging to other people will be put on sale that day. So these companies, if they are selling it offline, then they can advertise about the mega event where they rent a huge place to put up the construction equipment or invite people who belong from the construction and mining industry. And other auction houses also have their own yards, you know. So it just depends on which one you use. The invitation happens through a way of advertising, cold calls, or online registration, or even salesmen. So once people gather at the venue, the auction will begin and they'll bring each equipment out at a time. The possibility of the construction equipment not getting sold exists, but larger possibility that it may get sold off quickly out there can be another form. You know, you will be able to sell your equipment out there on the auction block. Online auction companies. There is also a good number of online auction companies who deal exclusively on the internet. They make members by asking them to register a site and then use the site for buying and selling heavy equipment. So a person who is in the buyer, who is a buyer, can also become a seller using the same user ID. He or she needs not to charge any of his details or her details to sell anything, especially when it is prior to the transaction were restricted to only purchase. You know, be careful. You know, make sure you got the right thing going. And lastly, different auction companies charge differently. The seller has to pay a good chunk of money to the auction company to sell his machine or her machine. Firstly, the auction company charges money for the reservation and may vary from a few hundred to $1,000. Usually it's percentage nowadays. You know, they'll charge you when you buy and they'll charge you when you sell. You know, so you got to be, you know, read the small print. You know, it takes a little bit off there. That's how they make their money. It also covers all the other costs. For offline auction, they do charge for using their service to auction the machine. The amount may be minimal for putting the machine on the auction, but it sells up. They may charge 2% to 10% of the sale price. Seller takes advantage of both the platforms to sell their equipment. Online auction companies charge not only for listing the item, but also enhancements like making a description part more attractive or put a star on the listing which makes it a little bit catchier, you know? You know, and that's just, again, different sites do different things. and any additional features will cost the seller more. Therefore, one needs to first understand the costing before going down that road. You know, make sure just go to the biggest, you know, just go to the biggest and be there on, which is online or it's at their yard. You know, that's the way to do it. You know, go to the biggest. Everybody knows who's the biggest auction company out there. Again, got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless you.